Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, here's a new twist for us on Straight Talk. We've got a young, budding college freshman who has been sent home because of the virus. And we thought it'd be interesting to talk about how the life of a college student has changed. His name is Mitchell Mercer. He is a rising sophomore at Presbyterian College, and he proudly wears his PC shirt today, as you should. How are you, Mitchell?
I'm good, man. What about you?
I'm wonderful. So tell everybody a little bit about Mitchell Mercer.
Yeah, but before I start, I just want to give a shout-out to the frontline workers. You guys are true heroes combating this virus. You know, we couldn't do it without you. So a big shout-out, you know, to the frontline workers. But a little bit about myself. I'm from Fort Mill, South Carolina. I lived here for about 16 years. But fun fact, prior, I lived in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philadelphia. I moved here in 2003 when I was 3 years old. I attended Mission Ford High School. I graduated last year. I was involved in the marching band and the Beta Club. And then right now I'm a rising sophomore here at Presbyterian College in Clinton, South Carolina.
So you decided you were going to go to PC, huh?
Yes, I did.
You had opportunities to go other places, did you not? I know you did. Yeah,
I had a couple of places, but, you know, deep down in my heart, you know, I felt like, you know, it was the right decision for myself.
Yeah. Clinton is an interesting place, small town, right? Kind of, yeah. In the middle of,
You know, it's kind of like halfway between Greenville and Columbia. It's about 40 to 45 minutes from Greenville. And then it's about east of Greenwood, South Carolina.
All right.
About 40 minutes. But really not a bad drive in case you want to go out on the weekends and explore.
It's a nice back road drive, if I remember right. Over the grandma's house we go. Okay, so you've been there, well, basically not quite a full academic year. What do you like first about PC? I mean, now that you've been there.
I really like the small class size because, you know, unlike other schools like USC and Clemson, like at PC, you know, you get to have the one-on-one, you know, relationship with your professor. And, you know, that could play a big role in case, like, you're struggling with a class, not understanding material, or you need a letter recommendation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a whole, it's kind of like, you know, the big thing I like about PC, but another thing I like about PC is basically a sense of community, you know, because, you know, when you walk around campus, you know, everyone, you know, knows who you are. They're asked, how are you doing? You know, how's your day going? It's kind of like the sense of community on campus I really like.
How big is the school? Is it about 1,000 students, 1,200 students?
To be quite honest, it's about less than my high school, because my high school was like 2,100 students, and at PC, I'm not like a math expert, but I would say around 1,500 students.
1,500 students? That's a small
school. At minimum.
Yeah. It's kind of like the school I went to many, 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 many years ago called Sewanee, University of South Tennessee. Small school.
Yeah.
About 1,200, 1,300, something like that. So you're studying to do what? Or do you know yet? You're just taking a general run of courses?
So what's really funny about it was, you know, when I came into PC, I wanted to be a business major and minor in political science. But over the year, you know, I kind of, you know, have a change of heart. And right now I'm majoring in English communications. I'm still going to minor in business, but, you know, English communications is going to be like my main focus. And what's funny about it was I hated English, you know, from elementary through high school. Like, I hated reading. I adored writing, but I hated reading. But, you know, I've been reading a lot of, you know, biographies about, you know, sports figures over the years. And ever since that, you know, I kind of, you know, started to have a passion for English. And, you know, that's why I decided, you know, to make the move that I did.
Well, you will never, ever regret that decision because despite all the technology we have in the world, you have to still be able to communicate, mm-hmm. which means to write a sentence that makes sense. and to speak words that make sense. You know, so good for you. Good for you. So are you, do you take, I mean, you're getting your bachelor's degree, correct? So you got to take some English, you got to take math, you got to take history, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've started off pretty well, did you not, with your school? I mean, you had a, you did pretty well in your first semester, too.
Yeah. You know, I made Dean's List my fall semester. I think I had a 3.3 GPA, and then this past semester, even though we didn't have Dean's or President's List because of COVID-19, I still was able to get a 3.7 GPA,
ooh,
which is closer to 4.0. And then overall, for my freshman year, I have a 3.5 GPA. So I'm pretty happy where I'm in right now. Obviously, there could be improvement, but, you know, I'm really happy with the position I'm in right now.
Well, you ought to be. Your parents should be very proud of you. That's pretty good for your freshman year.
Absolutely.
So what do you do outside of going to class and studying?
So I'm involved in a couple of groups on campus. I'm on a newspaper organization. It's called the Blue Stocking. Basically, you know, you get paid for writing articles about PC. I'm also with a tour guide group called Starlings, which basically you tour, you know, new families, you know, around campus.
And these are prospective families for the school to bring.
Yeah,
the students?
Like, okay, interested families, you know, uh-huh, that are interested in coming to PC. And then the other group I'm in is a religious group called Rethink, which is kind of like a fellowship group. Every Wednesday night around 7:30, we'll go to the Methodist Church, Broad Street United Methodist Church in downtown Clinton. And then usually, you know, we do a Bible lesson, you know, talk about, you know,
what
youth
the lesson
group stuff.
I got you. Well, that's good. So your day is, I mean, do you have classes 5 days a week?
Yeah, 5 days a week. Sometimes it could be as much as four, and sometimes it could be little as two.
In one day? You mean four classes in one day?
Yeah, for example, like on Wednesday you could have four classes. Tuesday you could have two classes.
Right.
Friday you could have three.
Class lasts, what, an hour?
Yeah, around 50 minutes. Some could last about an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's only if they meet two times a week. But most of the classes, like, they meet three times a week. It's only 50 minutes. So
okay,
it's really not that bad.
And how much time do you spend? Remember, you're on the air here now. How much time do you think you spend during the course of a typical average day studying outside of the classroom?
Well, usually I'm one of those people that I like to get my work done. So usually, you know, after my last class, I head straight to the library, you know, study my notes, you know, do my homework. Then I usually, you know, eat my dinner, you know, go to my specific clubs if I have them on that night. But if I don't, you know, I usually, you know, just relax, you know, maybe go for a run, maybe work out,
right,
take a walk. You know,
so you're probably studying 2 or 3 hours a day outside of the classroom?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So you're just motoring along in your freshman year and doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And you take your Christmas break, which was long, right? You were home, what, a month, 6 weeks, something,
yeah,
like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you go back to school and you're starting your second semester,
mm-hmm,
taking pretty much the same classes?
Different jet eds. Different jet eds.
Different what? What's that word?
General.
Oh, I got you. Okay, general eds.
Yeah. Usually freshman year, you take a lot of jet eds, similar to sophomore year, and then, you know, when you get your junior and senior year, you basically take your major courses. So
okay,
usually it varies from general education requirements from fall semester and spring semester.
Okay. So you're into, you know, January and February, and then all of a sudden, the news kind of hits that we have this thing going across the world called a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay much attention to that word when it first came out, or is it just, you know, just say it's another news item?
You know, I paid attention to it because, you know, I never rule out the possibility of something, you know, disastrous happen. But, you know, I was hopeful at the time, you know, yes, we probably were going to get a few cases in the United States, but I'm hopeful, you know, that, you know, with the medical care that we have, that, you know, it would be something like Ebola. Like, it wouldn't, like, be a major, you know, factor in the United States. But, you know, looking back at now, you know, it surprised me because, you know, I didn't think, you know, none of us would be in the situation we're facing right now.
I think you're absolutely right. So at what point did the college, I guess, announce to the student body, or to their parents or however they did it. You know what? We're going to shut this place down because we don't want this virus to spread across the campus and make a lot of people sick.
Yeah. So, well, the college, they had, like, a team that would, like, watch over the COVID-19 to make sure, you know, to ensure the safety of us students. Usually, they started to, like, send emails, like, in February, like, just telling us, you know, hey, you know, we're looking at this virus. We're prepared in any case scenario if there's a case that reports on campus. And then, you know, in March, you know, we had spring break the first week of March. And then, you know, when you started seeing, you know, cases in the NBA and then, you know, the NCAA not allowing, you know, fans into the arenas. And then schools, you know, having, you know, online classes for the rest of the semester. You know, that's really, you know, the time when the school was like, you know, we're not letting anyone, you know, come back to campus.
So you got the news when you came back from spring break?
No, it was during spring break.
During spring break, okay.
During spring break. It was like the first or second day. And then it would say, you know, we will make a decision by Thursday, but we return or we'll have online classes for the rest of the semester. And then, you know, Thursday hit. Actually, it was we would have online classes until Easter break. Then we were evaluate, you know, the virus.
Right.
But, you know, basically, you know, that was a kiss of death because I knew right away, you know, with the virus, how it was progressing throughout America. Like, I knew we would have online classes for the rest of the semester.
So you got the message while you were home for spring break.
Yes.
Don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your initial reaction, if you can remember?
To be honest, like I did have a little bit of reaction, but it wouldn't be like someone compared to a senior, like in college or like a senior in high school, because like, you know, when you're a freshman in college, you know, you still get 3 years, you know, to experience everything.
Right.
But you know, my heart like kind of went out to the seniors, like I knew at PC, and as well the seniors across the country, because you know, especially the ones that play like in spring sports, you know, and athletes that you know couldn't complete, you know, their senior season. But, you know, I felt like, you know, deep down in my heart, you know, it was the right decision, you know, to have, you know, online school for the rest of the year.
All right, so you packed up all your bags and brought everything home. Is that what you did? Did you go back and get it and bring it home?
Well, thankfully for me, you know, I brought, like, my valuable stuff with me. Like, I brought my textbooks, my, you know, notes. So I was in good shape, but, you know, there were a lot of students that left valuable stuff on campus, and unfortunately, you know, they couldn't get back to them unless it was, like, an emergency.
Oh,
like, they couldn't get, like, you know, anything in their dorm until, like, May.
And, so, like, stuff you left there, like clothes.
Yeah, I left a lot of clothes. Left, you know, DVDs, pillows, you know, my TV. So
all that stuff is still there.
Yeah.
And you couldn't go get it until
May.
Like, May.
And the thing about it was, you know, they only let 3 people inside a residence hall to move out.
3?
3.
And a residence hall holds what, 50 or 60 people?
Usually 3 floors.
Yeah.
So.
You have roommates?
I had a roommate. Unfortunately, you know, he had to stretch to another residence hall because of the situation. But it was basically me by myself for most of the year.
So you couldn't get back into your own room until May.
Yeah.
And then when you got there, did you have to wait in line for somebody else to get out so you could get in?
Well, the good news is it wasn't that crowded. I was with my dad, but, like, they made you, like, wear a face mask, you know, gloves, and, like, and if you didn't have that stuff or, like, if you had any symptoms of the virus, they would not let you go in and move out.
So you had to go grab your TV and your clothes and what have you.
Yeah.
Did your dad help you at all, or was he?
Yeah, he helped me.
or was he just in the way?
I'll say a little bit of both, but, you know, he was working. So,
yeah.
But, you know, we were able to get everything moved out.
And there's a whole other story. If we had him here, I mean, his business, he travels a lot, just like my brother-in-law does.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's traveling anymore. So they're all at home. So you you get the news while you're on spring break. You're stuck at home. And the rest of your semester is going to be an online education, correct?
Yeah.
And we're going to take our mid-program break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how delightful that experience has been as we continue our Straight Talk program Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Now, Mitchell, the way we do it is right here in the white letters, and we're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice. Garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Are you a member of Founders Federal Credit Union and need to deposit a check? Try Mobile Deposit in the Founders app. It's quick, easy, and you'll have access to your money without having to leave your home. Relax. Try Mobile Deposit. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mitchell Mercer is with us. He is a Fort Millian who is a rising sophomore at Presbyterian College, and we spent the first half of the program kind of setting the table as to how he got there and what he was doing and what his life was like at college. And then we, just before the break, he got the news while he was on spring break that, guess what, we don't want you coming back because of this pandemic we're all going through. So PC shut down just like every other university and college, I think, across the whole country did. And all of a sudden you find yourself back at home in Fort Mill. And you did not expect that, did you?
Yeah, didn't expect it at all. You know, it was kind of a sense of shock, but, you know, it's one of the things, you know, you have to adjust and you got to move on. And you just got to do the best you can, you know, regarding the circumstances.
So I guess the first thing that interests me, what was it like to say, oh, my gosh, I just had all my freedom at school and I'm on my own doing my thing and then I got to come back home.
You know, the best thing I could describe it was kind of like if you're on a vacation, but like you're really not. You know, you just get up in the morning, you know, usually, you know, for us, it was work like we could do in our spare time. Like based off the courses I took this past semester, like there was only one. Like, we, like, our professor, like, made us, like, meet at a specific time. Like, usually once in a while, like, you know, all my professors should have, like, a gathering, but usually it was, like, you know, watch this video, take notes, and then, you know, they give you, like, an online quiz or something.
So how did the online, I mean, you're taking how many courses? Four or five?
Five.
Five courses. Mm-hmm. So every day you had one or two or more of those courses done online. Is that how this worked?
No, not really. Like, basically it was like work you can do in your spare time as long as you got it, like, within the deadline, like the professor set. So basically it was work, like, you can do, like, whatever.
So, like, homework projects.
Yeah.
In other words, they weren't lectures online.
There were lectures online, but, yeah, like, there were lectures you can watch in your spare time.
Right. In other words, you could just dial them up and listen to them when you wanted to listen to them.
Yeah.
But to stay current with a course, your professor online might have three lectures a week?
Yeah. I had one professor that he uploaded, you know, all the lectures. There were, like, 17 videos.
One time? So yeah, you could binge. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then I have another professor that she did lecture videos as well, and usually, you know, she'll upload them the day, like, we would usually have class. Okay. So that's basically how it kind of worked out.
So the professor who would upload 17 lectures at one time, so the whole semester was there,
mm-hmm,
did he have homework assignments with each one of those lectures?
You know, we had to take, you know, write summaries about it, and thankfully, you know, he was a nice guy because he allowed us, you know, to write all the summaries, you know, put them on a, you know, typed them up, sent them to him, and then that would be, like, our final grade for the course.
So you would give...
Final exam grade for the course.
So your exam was regurgitating what he said in the lecture?
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure you were listening.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, there were a lot of kids, like, I knew kind of had, like, different circumstances with the fire, so he wanted the best for us.
All right. So that's one professor. How does some of the others do this? I mean.
Well, we had another professor. He would meet, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12, basically like normal class except online. You know.
So that was a live online class?
Yeah.
Okay. So you had to be there at 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right.
He basically, you know, teach, you know, material, but, you know, we'd be in an online setting. And this class was physics.
Then,
you know, we had lab online as well. We had this website called FetLab, which, you know, basically you had to do lab assignments online, which is kind of like my least favorite part about it because, you know, for physics and other science courses, like, it's a hands-on activity. You know, it's not the same as you do it online. And because of it, you know, you don't get the same benefit and learning experience as you would, you know, on a hands-on activity.
Sure. So you would turn your work assignments back into the professor.
Yeah.
And they would grade them and send you a grade?
You know, some of them, like, sent back grades immediately. Others, you know, took a while till, like, the last minute. But, you know, it depended on, like, the different, you know, professors.
So you are an online learner for March, April, and May.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, you know, the last week of May was basically final exam, so it's basically like 8 weeks approximately.
And your final exams were what, essay exams, or were they multiple choice, or how do you do it?
Yeah, you know, some were multiple choice. Some, you know, we took on a website called Pearson, which was all multiple choice. Another professor ran an essay, so it kind of varied, but they were all online.
All right, so you've had an opportunity to learn in the classroom at mm-hmm. PC,
yeah,
and you've had an opportunity to learn online mm-hmm. from PC.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Well, with the online courses, like, I feel like there's some, like, you can take online, but there's others, like, for example, like my physics class, like, you just can't take online. Another example of that was, you know, for my English class, we had a research paper that we had to do this semester. And usually with a research paper, you know, the professor has to, you know, go over, like, the requirements, you know, go over, like, helpful websites to get your sources from.
Right.
And you had to all do that on your own. Another negative factor was that is you didn't have the library, because the library was on campus.
Right.
And obviously the library, you know, in your county is closed because of COVID-19. So basically that was kind of a disadvantage. Like, I feel like there's some courses that you can take online, others you can't. And because of that, you know, I feel like, you know, having the online, you know, not the online, but the in-class, you know, experience is a whole lot better, you know, overall than online.
I would think you would miss the interaction between your fellow students in the classroom, being able to ask questions and have discussions, you know, back and forth.
I wouldn't miss it at all.
You didn't miss it at all? But, I mean, isn't that what happens in the classroom?
Yeah, usually someone will make a funny joke, try to get the class all rowdy, but usually, you know, it's not like high school. Basically, you know, she'll, you know, teach her a lecture, then people will ask questions, so especially how, you know, the course worked.
So if you had to design your next 3 years at PC, would you say, I'll take it all online? I'll take 50% of it online. I want 75% in the classroom. How would you put that together now that you've had a dose of both sides of getting a college education?
It's a tough question, but I basically would prefer to have, you know, my college experience on campus rather than online. So that's because, you know, you know, people say, you know, college is the first best years of life. And, you know, me personally, I want to take advantage of that. You know, I want to have the opportunity, you know, to meet people, you know, get involved in groups on campus. And, you know, with the online, you know, experience, you know, you don't get that opportunity.
You hit the nail right on the head. Mm-hmm. My father, who you never knew, used to say to me, college is designed for one thing, to teach you to stand on your own two feet and think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what college is. That's that next stepping stone to being on your own, because up to this point, your mom and dad have been there with you day in and day out to kind of nurture you as to how you should be doing this and how you should be doing that. And then they cut part of that cord and send you off to college where you're supposed to be making those decisions on yourself. And you've obviously done a good job because you've done so well in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read one of your papers. You wrote a paper on a sports.
It was just for fun. It wasn't for my school specifically, you know. It basically, you know, was basically, you know, my opinion about, you know, how COVID-19 was affecting sports and how, you know, me personally, and this is my opinion, I don't think, you know, sports can return, you know, like right now, because, you know, this is still a pandemic, you know. People's lives are going to be lost over this, you know. And then, you know, unfortunately, you know, I don't like to spread sad news, but, you know, the syndrome that is caused by COVID-19 is now being found not only in children, but in young adults. So, you know, I just think it's a risk factor, in my opinion, you know, to have sports.
Well, right now. But the other side of that coin is we have to get back to some kind of normality.
That's
we
true.
Just can't shut ourselves at home for a day, for month after month and year mm-hmm. after year. We have an economy that's upside down right now,
yeah.
And we got to get back. So we'll figure out a way to live with it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mitchell, you did very well. I appreciate
awesome.
You being here on the program today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We'll have to get you back here when you graduate. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this Tuesday afternoon. Mitchell Mercer, our guest this afternoon, the rising sophomore at PC who's been stuck at home because of the pandemic. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, Mitchell, let's see how much you learn now. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes at Substation 2, the magical way we do it, and the white letters, we all say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden. Not bad. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.